Happy Friday, everybody. This is Rocky Schneider with Rocky's Downtown Hour. Happy Friday the 13th out there. It's a scary day, but we thought it was going to be a lot scarier. That weather last night, I don't know if everybody could hear it, but it was loud. Actually, I woke up this morning and we have a kind of a swing set playground in the backyard, and our whole roofing system was like torn off and torn apart. And so it was whipping around last night, but this morning I was happy to wake up and wasn't really any snow. There was a little ice out there, but I think that'll melt off of the day's sun today. And we're kind of lucky tomorrow as we celebrate our Irish heritage, the St. Patrick's Day parade at 11 o'clock tomorrow. But we're lucky because the weather's going to hold off for the parade. It's going to have another little weather front, I think, Saturday night. But for the parade, it's going to be 30 and partly sunny. We do a lot of coordination with all of our first responders and those types. But one of the coordination we do is with our National Weather Service, and we have an event-specific page that we set up with them so we can see absolutely everything you'd want to know about the weather so we can make informed decisions, those sort of things. But the parade is on. It's going to be nice, and we have clean streets out there, no snow or ice. And so our teams are cleaning up anything they need to right now to make sure everybody can come down tomorrow and enjoy the parade. Also, prior to the parade, there's going to be a 5K and a 10K race that we're partnering with that's going to run the parade route. So if you want to do a jog before later activities, or do a jog first and then come and celebrate the parade, they're still taking signups. I think they're at about 300 racers right now, so it's a lot of people, but it's a great opportunity to get to run down Broadway when there's no cars or traffic and to run through downtown. Kind of a fun option that we haven't been able to do in a number of years. I think it was a pre-COVID tradition where they tried to do this previously and that fell off. And so now we're trying it again, and it's fun to have that many more runners. We'll have a band, the Baroque Nerds, at Broadway Square. I think they'll be playing starting at like 10 o'clock, and they'll play until roughly 11:30 when the parade starts to get to that location. So we're not messing with the noise and the bands in the parade, but we'll have fun with that. I know the runners like having that band, but if you're coming down early to find your favorite spot, I recommend coming by Broadway Square, enjoying the Baroque Nerds, and they will be playing they said they're learning some Irish music, but I think they play kind of, you know, popular millennial music and songs everybody knows. But I think they'll throw in a couple in there to get the festivities up and running. But yeah, we have over 40 floats in the parade, and looking forward to seeing all the different walkers. Of course, it's an election year, so we have some political floats. But what I'm really excited about, and we're going to have later on in the show, is Heather and Thistle, which are bagpipes and drums. And we will have them in the parade, and they are always a hit with their kilts and outfits and bagpipe music you can hear coming from a ways away. But they'll be on with us and playing some music with us on the show today. So I'm excited for that. Thank you to them for coming. But we're also excited in St. Patrick's Day parade tomorrow. After that, there is a pub crawl going on. So if you're planning your activities downtown, plan around that. Also, tomorrow night is the Fargo Theater is having their 100-year soiree. So they started in 1926, so they're celebrating 100 years. Their birthday is actually on Sunday. But Saturday, they're having a fundraiser soiree at the Sinclair. So if you're still interested in buying tickets, I think they have those. It's $100 a ticket, which is a fundraiser, so it goes all to the Fargo Theater to kind of help them do their remodeling campaign. They have all brand new seats and a bunch of other upgrades they're doing. And then on Sunday, they have more of a family-friendly afternoon day of activities at the Fargo Theater, and there's tickets they're selling for $19.26, which is a clever little play off their birthday. So if you're looking for something fun to do on Sunday, check that out as well. But what we're really highlighting is the parade today, and we're excited about it. It's one of the top five busiest days in downtown Fargo. We have a brand new parking ramp that's opened up too, so we have four free public parking ramps in downtown Fargo. The MP Avenue ramp right behind the old Broadway, brand new, secured. Check it out. It's got some technology in it that keeps the doors shut, and so you got to pull up to them. It's a good time to figure that out, and we have a lot of people around, but we'll be plenty of parking in those ramps. If you're coming down, come down early. Grab a bite to eat. We're excited about these days. Parades are fun. It's a long winter, and so it's just fun to get out and see your community again and meet people, see new people. If you're new to the community, come out and see what it's all about. We kind of go all in on parades. We do a lot of coordination with all of our volunteer groups. We have the Lions and the Shriners as our key volunteers tomorrow. They take care of our lineup and kind of crowd control. They keep the kids back and the candy safely distributed. And thanks for all the community groups for signing up. It's where our community shines, I think, in downtown. We have The Christmas lights are still up, so you'll see those as well, but we're kind of getting ready to transition seasons. This is sort of our rite of spring. After this, we start to make a number of changes. The ice rink gets taken down at Broadway Square, and we'll start to adjust to more bands and daily activations there and other summer events. The splash pad will eventually turn on, and I think we're all just looking forward to summer. I think we all got maybe a little spoiled with that 60-degree day we had a week ago. I feel like if someone told me the parade was going to be 30 and partly sunny, I would have taken it. But now that I've had a 60-degree day, those 30-degree days don't seem like enough. But that's just natural. That's how we are in the spring. But I am really excited because we're going to have Heather and Thistle on. We have three people in studio that we'll introduce when we come back after the break. But we are going to highlight them and play some music. And so bear with us because we have bagpipes and drums in a studio. And so it's might be a little bit of work, but I think you'll see some fun, unique stuff and maybe get you excited for the celebration tomorrow and get in the season for our parade at 11 o'clock. It starts in Moorhead. So if you can go to Moorhead or Fargo, it starts in Moorhead at 6th Street and Center Avenue. And then it crosses the bridge into Fargo on MP Avenue down to Broadway. And then it goes up Broadway to 4th Avenue. So an awful lot of spots. People always ask me what I recommend. And I always recommend being closest to your favorite bar or coffee shop or wherever you want to pop in and out. In case you get cold, in case you want a bite to eat, in case you want to drink, whatever it is, stay close to that. But I also really like MP Avenue. It's a little bit more bare there, but it's also closer to make sure everybody still has candy left in there and there's lots of open seats. So that's a way to kind of beat the crowds too, because I think most of the crowds come to Broadway. But wherever you want to be, we got parking ramps, Mercantile toward the end of the parade, Rocco right in the middle, MP Avenue right at the bend on MP Avenue and Broadway there. So I think you can't go wrong with where you park. You'll be right next to the parade at 11 o'clock tomorrow. And when we come back, we're going to have Heather and Thistle and hear some bagpipe and music. Welcome back to Rocky's Downtown Hour. We're talking all things St. Patrick's Parade tomorrow at 11 o'clock. In studio with us are Heather and Thistle. We have Dan and Jason and Rebecca, and they're going to perform for us today too. But welcome to the studio. Rebecca, who is Heather and Thistle?
Heather and Thistle Pipes and Drums is a pipe and drum band that was founded back in 1992 here in Fargo. And we are all kinds of people with all kinds of ages, members from 85 down to 17, all walks of life. Some of us are retired. Some of us are still working. Students, a Supreme Court judge for North Dakota is also a piper in our band. Retired teachers, current musicians, all kinds of folks.
Yeah, and it's always been a huge part of our parade is to have the bagpipes coming down, and you guys have been great with me to come on all the shows and media we have leading up to this. It's always fun. You hear the bagpipes, you know exactly what you're going to get, and it's fun. You guys also have your costumes, your outfits.
Our uniforms, yeah. Uniforms. Our kilt attire.
Yeah.
And so typically on the parade day, we have a lot of fun with that, especially if it's cold weather. Last year,
you know, I got to ask because everyone out there is going, you're wearing kilts in this weather. Like, what really goes on underneath the kilt when it's cold?
Oh, long underwear.
All of the above.
Yes. Yeah. Long underwear. I wore my long green coat last year and put my uniform on top of that. We like to wear fun socks, warm boots, hats, fun hats.
So you say pipes and drums.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking bagpipes. What else is in the ensemble?
Just pipes and drums. But we have several different kinds of drums that are played. We have bass drums, rhythmic tenor drums, flourishing tenor drums, snare drums. And Jason, did I cover them all?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, that's all of them. So lots of different varieties of drums. When I say flourishing tenors, those folks twirl their mallets as they're marching and playing, and typically people are fairly mesmerized by those drummers and pay no attention to us pipers.
You guys need two different like floats. We have to separate you maybe, and you both get proper attention. But no, I think it's fun, and I think I wish I could have the bagpipes start at like 9 a.m. downtown just to get everybody going, because everybody would wake up and be like hearing it and just gets festivities going.
Well, we played a marathon downtown one time, and they had us start at 7 a.m., there were folks at the Hodo who did not appreciate the music.
All the hotels would call me, but, you know, that's all right.
Yeah.
That means it's working, right?
I guess.
If people hear it, that's what the whole point is.
Well, my husband likes to say that bagpipes are an instrument best enjoyed from a distance and not in your house in January. Yeah. So
it's kind of like a face for radio. It's like a nice way of saying those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, so if somebody wants to get involved, any age, right? You can be an adult later in life and say, no, that looks like fun. I want to try that.
Yeah. Dan, our pipe major, has taught kids that were 7 years old. A lot of the people who take up bagpiping in this area are adults. They think it's an interesting instrument. They want a new hobby, and they come and join us for the introductory class that we hold every Monday after Labor Day to get group beginner lessons going. If you're interested in drumming, and we can always use drummers, Jason is our pipe sergeant, and he can get you set up and get you learning on the pipes, on the drums. Yeah, not the pipes.
And so if they just Google Heather and Thistle, what is Heather and Thistle? Heather's not a lady who's in charge.
In Scotland, heather is a flowering kind of bushy shrub that grows everywhere. And the thistle is a national flower of Scotland. And so that's where that name comes from.
And so we're going to listen to you play for a little bit. What are we listening to first here?
Our first tune is going to be Danny Boy. And this is a Irish tune that the lyrics are only about 125 years old, but the melody itself goes back probably 300 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And like most Celtic tunes, it has a lovely lilting melody and then dark, depressing lyrics. So,
yeah, you know.
Yeah, cheerful.
That's Irish.
You know? That's Irish.
When the sun comes out, everyone's happy, and then it gets back to rainy season. So.
Yes, there you go.
That's good. Well, I'm going to let you get ready. I'll give another update on the parade, and then we'll cut to you as soon as you tell me you're ready.
Okay.
And so we're talking to Heather and Thistle about the St. Patrick's Day Parade tomorrow, Saturday, in downtown Fargo and downtown Moorhead. Starts at 11 o'clock. There's a race ahead of it. And so come down, prepare. It's going to be nice. I know we had some weather come through last night. It'll probably come through tomorrow night too. But during the parade, 30 degrees, partly cloudy. And now we're going to listen to Danny Boy by Heather and Thistle. Thank you. That was awesome to see in person. Hopefully it sounded great on the radio too. that we're talking about. We're talking with Heather and Thistle about the St. Patrick's Day Parade. So come out and see them live, see the drums, see the pipes. And you, we'll get to see some twirling tomorrow, too. I don't know if there was no twirling in the studio, but I was waiting for the twirling. But we'll see that tomorrow in their uniforms. And we all along with horses, and we got community groups, politicians, first responders. St. Patrick's Day Parade tomorrow is at 11 o'clock in downtown Fargo. And so Heather and Thistle. So Dan and Jason and Rebecca, thank you. Tell us again, what's the website? Do you have a website offhand?
Heatherandthistlefargo.com.
And that's got your upcoming performances, how to get involved,
to
donate.
Yep.
Maybe all
how
of
to
those.
Contact the band if you want to book a performance or find a solo piper to play at an event. Yep.
That's fun. So what other music, I mean, do you guys try modern stuff on bagpipes too? Is there like a conversion to those things?
Well, we only play 9 notes, and they're not in a chromatic scale. So in some regards, we are limited. But we have music that is traditional, like Danny Bellboy going back hundreds mm-hmm. of years. But we play stuff that was written in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Just depends on what we find. Like I said, we have a couple of people who were music majors in college, and so Ricky tends to write harmony for tunes. Ian's been really good about writing arrangements of popular tunes. We'll be playing one at the Celtic Festival called Caledonia that was written in 1977. So not old music,
yeah.
New music. And so between those two, we fare pretty well with getting our music down and finding new stuff to play that isn't necessarily traditional.
How many people are you going to have on Saturday?
Oh, I haven't checked the list lately. Any idea, Jason or Dan?
Probably about 20.
Might be about
20, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good showing.
Yeah.
We appreciate that. It'll be a lot of fun. So, yeah, you can come on down tomorrow in downtown Fargo. You'll hear them coming. 11 o'clock. They'll be marching out there. And it's a good time to bring your kids. It's a free event. They don't throw out candy, but everybody behind them will be throwing out candy. And so you can get your little jig in and then get some free candy and enjoy downtown Fargo and the best we have to offer. And so when we come back, we're going to continue talking with Heather and Thistle and get some more live music coming at you as well. Welcome back to Rocky's Downtown Hour. In studio with me is Heather and Thistle. We have Rebecca, Jason, and Dan. And they are playing some classic Irish music with us, Celtic music. And if you heard the bagpipes, that's what that was all about. And we're going to have some more coming up. But first, I want to remind you that the St. Patrick's Parade is tomorrow in downtown. Starts at 11 o'clock. There is a race ahead of it. If you're looking to get a workout in ahead of time, there's a 5K and a 10K option. Starts at kind of by Swing Barrel. They're one of the sponsors. And I know you will get a cool mug and a t-shirt and then get to run through downtown, which is pretty rare to get to close the roads for a race. And so we kind of coordinated with them to do it ahead of the parade. Limit the impacts with the road closures, but it's a great fun time. You can swing back around and then watch the parade and then stay for St. Patrick's Day festivities the rest of the day. So 11 o'clock tomorrow and the race is just ahead of that. So if you do come down early, cheer on the runners. We'll have a band called the Baroque Nerds at Broadway Square. But otherwise, we have a parade, 40-some floats. We'll expect, 5 to 10,000 people down there. Thanks to Jefferson Lines, who's our premier sponsor. And you can get some free bags. Thanks to Blarney Stone is sponsoring that. And we have our annual St. Patrick's Day pins, too. I should have brought some buttons for you all. I'll bring those tomorrow. But yeah, every year we make buttons and it's been going on. It's our 29th annual parade. And so I am looking for a couple of lost years that I have. I have a kind of a shadow box that I made last year of all the ones I could find, but I'm missing some. And so if anybody has a collection of buttons out there that they want to give to the official shadow box at our office, that would be amazing. So let me know and contact me. And otherwise, we're talking with Rebecca. So Heather and Thistle, and you're going to have about 20-some in your group tomorrow. How many are drummers and how many are pipers, do you think? What's the split?
Well, we've had some folks that have decided they'll do the Celtic Festival and not the parade. So I'm guessing probably for the parade, we'll have around a dozen to 15 people. Jason, 5 drummers.
Five drummers.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And they twirl and they had some performance all within themselves.
The flourishing tenor drummers, yeah, it's amazing to watch them. And
do they ever drop a stick?
No, because they have leashes on their
mallets. Oh, leashes, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Although occasionally a leash will break and a mallet will go flying. But that's a pretty rare event.
Watch out, kids. No, that's good. Yeah. No throwing candy at the parade is one of the rules, yeah. But yeah. I have to come up with sticks now. That's another rule I'll have to think about. But yeah, no, that's good. So what does it mean to have cultural traditions like this that you can kind of be a part of?
Well, we're a lot of Norwegian heritage around this area. And so having something that is Scottish or Irish is actually kind of unusual. Now, if you get up into the northern part of North Dakota, there was kind of a little more settlement of the Scots and the Irish up, you know, around Park River, some of those areas. But around here, it's nice to listen to music that you don't typically hear on instruments that are strange and archaic and, like I said, only play 9 notes. So it brings a whole different genre of music in. And if we play tunes that people are familiar with, that makes it more accessible.
And so if I'm just curious, if you're starting into bagpipes, what does like a starter bagpipe cost?
Well, the first thing you get is a practice chanter.
Okay.
And as I mentioned earlier, Dan is our teacher. And so we have group beginner lessons that meet every Monday from 7 to 9 at First Presbyterian Church in Moorhead. And you start on a practice chanter, and it looks kind of like a recorder. And you have a book that goes with that. And then our band basically offers you lessons for as long as you want to take them. For $100, you get your practice chanter, your book, and lessons for as long as you need them. In general, people spend about 9 months to a year on the practice chanter learning the 9 notes. And it's not the 9 notes that are difficult. It's all the weird, funky embellishments that go with that. Because bagpipes never play rests. And so we differentiate notes by using those embellishments. And then after that, we have an intermediate class. And on the intermediate class, the band will loan the newbie piper a set of pipes. And they get going on learning how to wrestle the whole Scottish octopus, you know, get going with working the bag, playing on the chanter, and playing the drones evenly. It's a lot of coordination and a lot of core muscle strength. So usually people will spend at least a year as an intermediate and then step into a role in the band.
Wow. Yeah. So there's you've got to work yourself up to it, but it's nice that there's a beginner option. So if anyone's interested, head there in thistlefargo.com. And so, yeah, they're fun. They're out there. I assume you love playing in front of a crowd, too. Parades are always fun.
Yes, parades
are always
fun.
A little stressful, I assume, too. But
Not so much with parades. We do a fair number of concert-style gigs throughout the year, which we've been told by other pipe bands is fairly unusual. And that's when we pull out some of our kind of showstopper tunes and with complex harmonies and a lot of stuff going on with the drums. But parades are pretty straightforward. We're playing marches, and it's sets that everybody has to learn to be part of the band. So familiar music, it's just whether you can march with your left foot on the correct beat. So,
yeah, that's probably half of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if I could march the whole, get my feet right, let alone get all the movements. Would you call it wrestling the Scottish octopus?
Yes, yes.
That's good. I'm going to think about that now for a while. And so we're going to hear 3 different Irish tunes from you to end this segment. We have Wearing of the Green, The Minstrel Boy, and Gary Owen.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, take it away whenever you're ready.
All right.
So rare we get live music in studio, and so I'm just pumped to have you all here, and we'll starting with Wearing of the Green.
Yeah.
All right.
One,
Thank you. That was awesome. So that was all three.
So that was all three tunes.
Yeah, hear it kind of going together. So Wearing of the Green, The Minstrel Boy, and Gary Owen.
Correct.
Of course, we're talking with Heather and Thistle about the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and they will have 15 to 20 folks down there playing drums and a whole performance of bagpipes and drumming in their uniforms. And that will be helping lead the parade full of 40-some floats of community groups, first responders, different businesses, church groups, cultural groups. We have a lot. We have a couple of founding families, too, for the parade. It's our 29th annual year. So founding families kind of keep this going strong in our community, and thanks to them. Thanks to Mayor Mahoney as well. It'll be his last parade as mayor. So we really just want to take a moment to say thanks to Mayor Mahoney, because there was a couple years ago when the parade went from sort of volunteer base that was, you know, getting up there in years and didn't have the ability to run it anymore. And my group at the Downtown Community Partnership with the city helped take that over, and Mahoney spearheaded that. So thanks for all your service. And of course, Mahoney is Irish and doesn't mind letting everybody know it. And this is probably his favorite event of the year. So we're happy to have them. And when we come back, we're going to have one more segment with Heather and Thistle, and we're going to lead in with music right when we come back. And just appreciate everybody listening and enjoying the show. All right, it's Rocky's Downtown Hour. We're here with Heather and Thistle, and we're going to listen to Dawning of the Day. Thank you, Heather and Thistle with Dawning of the Day, getting ready for the St. Patrick's Day Parade tomorrow. It's our 29th annual. It's really a great community event. Urge everybody to come out, get out of your houses after a long winter. We'll join thousands of people in downtown Fargo, just lining the streets, free candy. We do a lot of coordination to make sure everyone's just a safe and smooth event. We got brand new parking ramp at MP Avenue. I'm kind of pushing everybody to the other ones. More well-known, so they fill up, but we have plenty of parking in those ramps, and come down and come early if you want to get a good 10K or 5K race in before later festivities in the day. It's a great way to get a workout in. You can check that out as well online. But otherwise, Rebecca, thank you for being here today, and what do you look forward to about the parade, and what should people expect as they see you coming down the street?
Well, you'll hear us before you see us. And so one of the things you want to listen for, so you can be an educated listener for bagpipes, is that Dan will say, band ready, 1, 2, and then the drums will roll off. And our first note on every tune is always an E. And then we'll be into the tunes themselves. So you can listen for that. Just take a look at what we're wearing. We are usually not wearing our typical band uniforms. I have a bag cover that I pull out every year for the parade that looks like a golden retriever.
Hmm.
And so I'm the one with the golden retriever under my arm.
And it's not like a skinned golden retriever.
No. It looks more like a stuffed animal.
Yeah. So. It's kind of like a golf, you know, mm-hmm. like a golf club.
Yes, but for an entire bag on a bagpipe.
That's amazing. So does everybody have different ones?
No, I'm the only one who has a bag cover like that. Some of the pipers have tartan bag covers that they put on for the parade, hats, funky socks.
Oh, yeah.
Probably this year you'll see some snow boots on us, and definitely long underwear.
And some feathers?
Feather boas are always a possibility. When we've played the Celtic Festival in the past, we've had feather boas we pull out for a tune called Celtic Bolero.
Oh, there we go.
You know, slinky.
So how can people support what you guys are doing?
Come out and see us is the biggest thing. We are a nonprofit, and so we'll happily take your donations. We use those donations to fund some of our travel. This year we sent Jason and Emily and Ian down to a conference in Kansas City called Winter Storm. Mm-hmm. They pull in instructors that are known worldwide for piping and drumming.
Oh, very cool.
And so we're able to do that when we have the funds to do that. We also use it to buy new kilts because our band wears essentially the Armani of kilts.
Yeah.
16-ounce worsted wool that run about $600 each.
You don't want to go cheap on a kilt.
You don't want to go cheap on a kilt.
A lot can go wrong.
A lot can go wrong.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we should end the show giving Jason a chance to just play his favorite because, like, the drums always get in the backstage when you have the bagpipes going, too. So if you were to drum something, Jason, I know I didn't even prep you on this, but... We'll give you a minute here to end about the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Get people ready to go at 11 a.m. tomorrow in downtown. Otherwise, we have Jason with Heather and Thistle. Thank you. That's amazing. You know, it's going to be just a reminder. It's going to be nice out there tomorrow. 30 degrees, partly sunny. I know we have a storm coming, but it's a good chance to get outside before the storm comes. Enjoy your community. And that's what makes our community great. It's what makes downtown great is when we all can come together, enjoy each other, and just celebrate our history and new history, celebrate spring and just be together and have a good time. Otherwise, we'll see you next Friday. Take care, everybody, and happy St. Patrick's Day.